And a very happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. That's right, 2023. I got it, Ellie. It's not 2022. I'm figuring it out. Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel, this podcast brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here, otherwise known as the guru of the seas, but not the guru of anything involving laptop computers. I brought two with me. I believe in redundancy. I don't know what the hell that means, even. I brought a MacBook Pro, and I brought an HP PC. Two different software systems, and both of them crapped out. The MacBook Pro wouldn't open. There's a problem with the power button. And the other one, the PC, just went all white screen. I finally have it restarted so that I can at least do read something, but I can't record on it, so I'm recording into a Zoom H2N recorder because I have a lot of toys. My wife says I have many toys, but no extra post-production today, so I'm calling this the Wednesday Naked Podcast. It's just me speaking into a recording instrument here. Nothing else, not a duck, not music. No music underneath. It is the Naked Podcast. It should be sponsored by Virgin Voyages, actually. It is what it is. We arrive in Aruba at 11 a.m. I might be able to find faster internet and get back to normal. We've had a bumpy ride for the last 7 or 8 days. Last cruise into this cruise, it's high winds and rough seas. It's like a bad crossing. I always tell people, if you're worried about rough seas, don't do L.A. to Hawaii. Don't do Boston to Bermuda. Don't do the North Atlantic. And this is the unusual. Very windy, very rough. We get into Aruba shortly, and it should calm down. I feel bad for the guests because they pay money for this. I'm getting paid to be here. These people are bouncing off the walls in the morning like they're drunk at 7:30 in the morning, and they're paying for it. Bless them. Real fast, I apologize to anybody yesterday who received the link and it said I was going to steal your information. I have no idea what the hell that's about, so I sent a second link. Just one of those weeks, people. Just the guru is struggling. He's a struggling guru. So I apologize. Hopefully the link today, I'll use a different one, and hopefully that'll work out for everybody. Maybe it's just easier for all those people on the email list if you would like to. I'm on every podcast platform there is. Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, you name it, I'm there. Just put in Tom Drake's Daily Cruising Travel News Podcast. It'll pop up. You can follow it, and you'll be bothered every day. So also, my thanks to my friend Larry. I have friends. I have a lot of friends. Larry sent me, and Larry is a former Delta pilot. He knows this kind of stuff. And before that, he was actually, he flew a Piper Cub, unarmed Piper Cub, over the jungles of Vietnam during the war with only a handgun to protect himself if the plane went. This guy's nuts. Anyway, he sent me a note about NOTAM. I mentioned yesterday that they announced that the Amy Gao, the Chinese girl's spatial front, they're the people that crashed the NOTAM system. And NOTAM stands for Notice to Air Missions. But Larry informed me it used to be Notice to Airmen. It was Notice to Airmen, but to be politically correct, and I don't argue that point because we have a lot of great female pilots. I flew Buenos Aires to Atlanta one time, into Atlanta, and in fog that you could not see the runway. I was scared to death. I like to see what we're going to hit. And this woman, female pilot, she greased a 747, and that's just a big bucket of bolts, that plane. They just greased it in. So it's Notice to Air Missions now. I only mention that because Larry is nice enough to send it to me. Plus, you know something that other people don't know. How about that? Normally, at this time, I say, roll the music. But there'll be no music to roll because there aren't any software programs to add the music because I do everything. The guru does a lot of post-production work. So let's just get to it. Let us get to it. Shut up, Tom. No duck even. Let's get to it. This is good. This is a nice thing. I read this morning. Carnival Cruise Line, not the corporation. The cruise line every year raises money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, the Danny Thomas, Marlo Thomas, great operation. And in 2018, they set a record of $2.8 million that they raised. And they beat it. Last year in 2022, they raised $3.5 million for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So I would normally plug in an applause sound effect where thousands of people are cheering, but we don't have that because it's a naked podcast. So good job, Carnival. Speaking of Carnival, the guru has mentioned this in the past, that I believe the Carnival Cruise Line is trying to get out from under that reputation of wet t-shirts, drunken teenagers, man overboard. They don't want it anymore. They want to be family friendly. They want a nice cruise line. They want to get paid for it. They're building beautiful ships. Well, the guru is ahead of the curve, as always, because Carnival Cruise Line is now sending out emails to their guests, to their book guests, reminding them to behave like human beings and not drunken rednecks. And in the email, they say, we're looking forward to welcome you on board. Bring your credit cards. As part of our commitment to create the best environment to provide you with a fun and memorable vacation, here are the rules, you moron. Like this. No fighting, no brawls, no drunken behavior. You can't bring your own liquor. You know, the guru has talked about this in the past. The rules of not bringing on your own liquor are for two reasons. One, revenue. Obviously, they want to sell you the liquor. But two, they want to control your intake. If you have your own liquor in your stateroom and you're hammered and you keep drinking, they can't stop you. But if you don't have your own liquor, they can cut you off. There's, you know, because they get out of control. Now, here on Oceana, guests are allowed to bring liquor and wine on board because the behavior of our guests is such that they don't worry about that. And most of the guests have their drink in the stateroom, their balcony cabin before they go out, and they have it in the room. Every once in a while, I'll see some bonehead coming into the showroom hammered with a glass of scotch or vodka, and he's using the bathroom glass, the one that has the toothpaste still on it. That's kind of not classy. But for the most part, all of our guests, they, you know, it's just a convenience to have it in the room. We don't sell liquor on board. All those other ships, they're liquor stores, but you can't have it on board. You get it when you leave. They also remind everybody to keep an eye on your little mutant children. They said, our experience has taught us that everyone has a better time when the children are supervised, the noise in the hallway is kept to a minimum, and the guests follow the cues, and there's a spirit of community and neighborliness shown by all. And they're right. And they're trying to tell people up front, we're going to kick your ass off. We're going to throw you off. That's the only way to handle us. Boom. Bye-bye. You know, if you don't behave, you're out the door. So I think that's a great idea, and I think Carnival is trying to change their image. Oceana Cruises. You know, Oceana Cruises has a new ship coming out very soon, May, June. It's called the Vista. And it's the first ship in the Allura class. You see, we call this ship that I'm on the R class because it goes back to the days when Renaissance Cruises built it, the R class. When Marina Riviera came out, they were the O class. O as in Oceana. They're referred to as the O class. Now, the new Vista is the Allura class. Yesterday, they announced the name of the second Allura-class ship. There's another one coming out in 2025. And the ship is named, I would normally put a drum roll in here, but hey, it's a naked podcast. The name of the ship is the Allura. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. They pay me a lot of money every year to be here and tell jokes. But it's called the Allura. Why the hell did you name the first ship the Allura? Then it would make sense. I was on the first ship to get the Allura class. It was the Allura. That was the first one. The second one's the Vista. But they named the first one the Vista, and now they named the second one the Allura. And Frank A. Del Rio, that's the son, because there is Father Del Rio. That's the father who runs the whole kit and caboodle, as we said in earlier days, the old kit and caboodle. Frank A. Del Rio said, and I do quote, sometimes I do that, we are thrilled with the incredible demand we have witnessed for Allura's sister ship, Vista. I guess, actually, wouldn't the Allura be the sister ship of the Vista? And the maiden season, 2023, is already sold out for Vista. And we know Allura will be equally popular with our guests. And, you know, there's a lot of changes. Now, by the way, if you want to know about the size of the ship, Icon of the Seas, Royal Caribbean, 250,000 tons. The new Allura class ship, 67,000 tons. The crew on board the Allura class, Vista and Allura, 800 to take care of 1,200 guests. So you see the level of service. It's tremendous. Lots of great food. There's a new restaurant coming out on Allura. It's called Ember. Ember is what they call a steak on Carnival when you ask for it to have, like, medium. Ember. It's an upscale restaurant serving reimagined American classics. Please, can we get cherry pie? Every night, the desserts here are amazing. They have a souffle every night, different souffle. Last night, it was chestnut with a caramel topping. Cherry pie. Chicken noodle soup. That's all I want. Just once in a while. I'm a low-life shanty Irish guy, you know? Chicken. You know, Holland America always had grandma's chicken noodle soup, just like my grandmother's. No chicken in it. They just drop it in there for about 30 seconds and pull it back out again. They're also in the new Allura class. Well, the Allura. They have an Aquamar kitchen. You know what that is. That's a healthy crap. Who cares? And it's being built by Fincantieri, as always, in Italy, the new Allura, coming out in 2025. We hope. I often talk about places where they don't want the ships to arrive. You know, Bar Harbor, bad news there. Key West, bad news there. A lot of places in LA, even in Barcelona, where they built the big new terminals. Now the people don't want the ships. Well, I was stunned to see there are people in Cozumel that are protesting about a fourth pier. They want to build another pier in Cozumel. I don't know why. It's already too crowded. It's too nuts. You can't walk down the street. And what the hell is there anyway? The whole, you know, we did two private islands the last cruise. The Harvest Key and the Great Stirrup Key. Comfortable, the beach. There's something to eat. There's something to drink. You're relaxed. You're on vacation. You go to the Caribbean to relax, sunshine, beach, and blue water. You go to Cozumel, and it's noisy, and people knocking you out of the way, and they're drunk at Senior Frogs or whatever place they're going to. And they're adding a fourth pier. Well, now they're fighting it because they're worried, number one, they don't want more people. I don't blame them. And it'll destroy the reef. Now, there really isn't a reef, but they want to restore the reef. And you can't restore the reef if you put the fourth pier in. So they're protesting. 100 people. It's not that many. But they're trying to stop it. And you know what? I hope they do. Because frankly, and they're building the pier so it can take the Icon of the Seas, the 250,000-ton mega mother from Royal Caribbean when it comes out. Oh my goodness, I hardly get off now in Cozumel, and if I do, I go through all the shops and I go down and have something to eat and come right back on the ship again. It's too nuts. If you want scuba and snorkel, Bonaire, Curacao, those are really nice places, but it's a group called the Global Coral Reef Alliance, and they're trying to stop it, and I hope they do, okay? This is interesting. Interesting story for the guru because the guru just lived this. We just lived this in Panama City. I mentioned we weren't docked anywhere near Panama City. It felt like I was in Hoboken looking across the Hudson at the Manhattan. Well, the Norwegian Gem, and if you follow this podcast, and many do because it is addicting, I'm told, the Norwegian Gem left New York finally. They were held up because of bad weather, and they missed Bermuda because of bad weather, but they're on the way to Panama City, and when they arrive in Panama City, they're turning around there. I've said it many times, that's when the worn out meat leave and the fresh meat come on. Well, they're going to turn around, but not at the terminal we were at because it's not finished. It's under construction. They used just a tent. It's a dirt road to get in and out of this terminal. A dirt road. You need a four-wheel drive bus to get in and out of this place. They're moving it. They're going to go to the convention centers about 3 miles up the road. It isn't going to be any closer to the city, but it's going to be a little bit more professional because, you know, turning around people on a dirt road in a tent is what you do in Africa. You're not supposed to do it in the Panama City. So people on the Norwegian Gem, when they arrive there, they're going to be surprised that they're going to be treated like human beings. Speaking of treated like human beings and cruise line executives who think we're stupid, Crystal Cruises, as you know, Lim Kok Dai was the guy that owned Crystal. He bankrupted it. He's gone. And now it's been purchased by Manfredi Lefebvre and Jeffrey Kent, A&K, Abercrombie and Kent, change that first name. And they're going to restart Crystal May with one ship, September with another. But don't you dare call it Crystal Cruises, because they're no longer calling it Crystal Cruises because they want to pretend they're not in the cruise industry. Everybody's embarrassed by the cruise industry now. Virgin Voyages calls it Voyages. They don't want to be known as Virgin Cruise Line. Viking Ocean Going, they don't want to be known as a cruise line because they're worried that everybody thinks about, you know, wet t-shirts, man overboard, the big drinks with the umbrella on the top and all that other crap. So now they want us to say in the future, which is they always did anyway. The people on Crystal had their nose in the air going, you know, people, where'd you cruise last time? Crystal. That's it. They never said Crystal Cruises. I was on Crystal. Yes, it was lovely on Crystal. We enjoyed Crystal so much on Crystal. Well, that's what it's going to be called. And actually, they're calling it Crystal Exceptional at Sea. That's ballsy. They haven't even sailed yet. It better be exceptional because the last people got stuck in ports all over the world waiting for to get a ride home. Interesting, in this article, they announced that thousands of people have given them a $500 deposit to be able to book a cruise when they're ready. They're not ready to take bookings yet. I love this. I mean, this is this whole inconvenience rich people program, because they said, give us $500 and we'll let you know when we'll take the rest of your money. And I thought, screw you. Everybody's doing it. Thousands of people have given them $500. Now, once you book the cruise, you get a $500 onboard credit. whatever. You know that's built into the fare anyway. Interesting, though, in this article, the two crystal ships, the Symphony and the Serenity, right? They're in dry dock in Trieste, Italy. Vincentieri, who else? And they're changing the layout indoors. Normally, the ships carried 848 people. They're only going to carry 606 people. These are big ships, but they're old. And they have to do something with them because they're old. And, you know, really, they belong with some European or Asian cruise line at the age they're in. They really should be. But they're reducing the occupancy by expanding the rooms. Because the rooms on Crystal, they're old ships, they were smaller rooms. So they're taking two rooms to make one. Everything's going to be larger. There's going to be more public area. They're really just taking a shell of the ship and redoing the whole inside. A lot of work. And they're bringing back the regular stuff that the Crystal people already knew. Yes, I always sell Crystal. Nothing but Crystal. Thank you so much. They're bringing back the captains that you're familiar with. I wonder about that. It's been a year. You don't have a job yet. So they're coming back. Hotel managers are coming back. Cruise directors. It's going to be the old Crystal, but with bigger rooms. But don't ever say it's Crystal Cruises because it is Crystal. You know what's interesting? Under this new recording system, I have no idea how long I've been talking. Under the old system, I could tell. It would tell me. So I'm going to finish. And hopefully by tomorrow, although a lot of people might enjoy it without the music and the sound effects, just naked. Tom Drake's Naked Podcast. But I think tomorrow, hopefully I'll be able to download the software necessary. I'll put my clothes back on. I'm not telling you whether or not I'm wearing them right now. It's my business. I'm in my little studio, 6034. The drapes are closed. Mind your own business. All right. Thanks for putting up with me. And sorry about the quality of all of this, because I'm not able to, you know, there are things you can do with it in what's called the Adobe Audition. And I can sound like a James Earl Jones. Well, not really James Earl Jones. More like Eddie Jones. All right. Have a nice hump day. Talk to you tomorrow.